On a bluff overlooking the Mississippi River, you'll find a bust of a U.S. senator who authored one of the most important pieces of our U.S. Constitution. In fact, the plaque below his statue reminds us of the very words he wrote, words that govern us today. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
He seemed to be an unlikely senator to draft the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to end slavery.
John Brooks Henderson was a slave owner himself at one time. He said he got them through other means, probably through a will or some transfer of ownership.
Brett Angle shares the story from the Louisiana Area Historical Museum in Louisiana, Missouri.
He gradually saw what a horrible thing slavery was, not only for the people involved, of course, but for the nation. And he said the Civil War is just the start. If we do not end slavery during the Civil War, we will have battles yet to come.
On a bluff overlooking the Mississippi River, you'll find a bust of Henderson and a plaque with the words of the 13th Amendment.
Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction.
John Brooks Henderson is the forgotten emancipator, and we really should remember him, because if it hadn't been for what he did in working with Lincoln, in working with the Senate and other lawmakers in Washington, we would not have had the 13th Amendment.
And Henderson's work led to more amendments immediately following the Civil War.
That started the ball rolling on the 14th and 15th Amendments, which are considered the Reconstruction Amendments to the Constitution, that really say a lot about our freedoms and put us on the path toward a better society.
This town and this museum help keep the story alive of the senator who wrote a very important amendment to the Constitution. Traveling the countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.